Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. It means so much that you would join us and be able to take this time where you could receive peace and power, direction for your day. And I do believe that that's possible. I believe it's possible when we get the word into our life, which is why we have the weekday podcast, A Cup of Encouragement for You Each Day. And it's also why we have the weekday meditation set aside separately so that you might be able to have a time to hear from God and find quietude and solitude in His promptings and direction in your life. Over in the book of Proverbs, a dad writes to his son and he gives this word of encouragement and warning, and I believe to me and you today, where it says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." That's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Isn't that true? Everything that matters is a matter of the heart. And so today, as we prepare for our time of meditation, I want to invite you to do what David did. King David said, "God, would you search my heart? Would you search every nook and cranny of my soul where I have hidden sin? Would you bring it to my attention so I can lay it before you and ask for forgiveness? Would you bring that out, whatever that is, and ask the Lord? Will you bring it to the top of your mind, to the tip of your tongue, and when you lay it at the feet of Jesus today?" And so I invite you to join me in this prayer. Lord, would you search my heart in every wicked way? Lord, you teach me that I don't even know my own heart, but you do. And Lord, would you search the nooks and the crannies of my soul where I have hidden sin or hidden pride or selfishness? Would you bring it to the top of my mind, to the tip of my tongue, so that I might lay it at your feet and beg forgiveness? And I invite you to do that for just a moment. You know, silence is awkward, isn't it? When we take that time and try to guard our heart above all else, we do that because it determines the course of our life. And so, I trust that the Lord has brought some things to your attention like He has mine, and you can lay them at His feet. And now I invite you to draw attention to your breath for a moment. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and treat it like a door where we're walking from the hectic pace of this world into God's favorite room to spend some moments of quietude and solitude with Him. Would you breathe with me? Hold it. And kind of let your shoulders slump and let your facial muscles fall at ease in a comfortable place where you're away from the hustle and the bustle of this world. I'm going to mind the time and I'll be back in a few moments, and I just want to invite you to hear from the Lord. Sometimes He speaks to me and I believe audibly. Other times it's a nudge or a prod or this certain feeling in my heart that I can't get away from, and whatever that is. And however He's speaking to you, get used to it, because the Lord wants you to hear Him. And He's not playing hide and seek. The longer and the more consistent we are to ask the Lord to speak to us, the more certain we are of His voice. I'll mind the time. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, my friend, a reminder of the text from today, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. The course of your life will be determined by who owns your heart. Does the world own your heart? Do you own your heart? Or have you surrendered it to the God of all creation and His Son, the Lord Jesus? Because when you have, you will just be overwhelmed when He speaks into your life personally, lovingly, forgivingly, and will bless you richly. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I look back to seeing you again tomorrow. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.